This is Useless Conversations with Kimmy
and Jess.
Hey.
Hey.
How's it going?
Great. How are you?
Hot AF.
Me too. It is hot.
It's so hot. Like, I don't even know how to live my life.
Inside.
Yeah, inside. Yes, ma'am. That is literally what is happening. What? How's it at the lake? Do you just jump in when you're too hot? Or?
Yeah, pretty much. Like, it's either inside or in the water.
Oh, okay, yeah.
What,
I wish.
What kind of temperatures you guys got over there today?
I think right now it's in the mid-90s.
Nice.
But it's supposed to get up to the hundos later.
Yeah, so today we're supposed to hit 100.
Yeah.
Tomorrow we're supposed to be at 106. Mm-hmm. Tuesday we're supposed to hit 111. Wednesday it cools off to a nice 109. Thursday we get 106. And by Friday, we'll be real cool at 102.
Yeah, fuck that. Like, fuck all that. No, our 5-day forecast. Actually, I looked at the forecast yesterday.
Yeah.
And the 10-day forecast looks fairly similar. What's mm-hmm. not in the hundreds is in the high 90s.
Yeah.
So it's going to be
really hot for there too.
Yeah.
Right now we're living on the sun, so.
Right.
Well, new trailer, who dis?
Yeah, what's going on with you? Can you tell me a little bit about your weekend? Because I know you have visitors and that you're having a good time.
Yeah, so.
For anyone who cares, which that's no one except our 36 listeners. Actually, this week, 27. But I'm just momming and watching my child, so there's nothing new with me, but you have stuff, so let's talk about your stuff.
Well, you know, Ruby and her family are here visiting, and we're not equipped to run too many electric things at a time, so I don't have my trailer hooked up right now, and so I gave it to Ruby and her family, so while they went into town, they let me borrow their trailer with the air conditioning. In fact, I hope that it's not too much of an annoyance to hear the air conditioning running in the background, but it's real nice in here. I got a nice ambiance going on.
Oh, good. Oh, I like that.
Blackout curtains.
Oh, dang. They're for real.
Yeah. It's
they
nice
camp like geniuses.
No, they came over and they've been here since Friday. And then yesterday, Aspen and her family came out and we got to go out on the boat.
Yeah, I saw some pontoon pics and I was hella jelly.
Yeah.
What did I write back? Like hashtag hot girl shit?
Yes.
Pretty sure. Yeah, you guys were looking like you were having a good time on the boat.
Yeah. And I was... I mean, I've been drinking water like you wouldn't believe. It's just like my body needs water. It's too hot.
Yeah.
I was actually, we took a friend out on the boat with us yesterday too. We were all in the water and Aspen had gotten a noodle. So here's the thing. We're like the Redneck Yacht Club song. Like, we go out and tie pontoon boats up together.
Okay.
And create like a floating oasis.
I like this. Okay.
And then you just swim around the boats.
I like that.
And so Aspen borrowed a noodle and was sitting on a noodle. And then our neighbor friend that came out with us, he had borrowed a noodle also. And then Chris and I were just like treading water or whatever.
Right.
We were out in the water for like an hour and a half. And then Aspen says she's getting out. She's like, here, Jessica, you want a noodle? And I'm like, yeah, okay, I'll try it. And our neighbor was like, hold up, wait a second. You haven't had a noodle this whole time? Like, no, I'm just treading water here, just swimming along. He's like, no way you just did that for all that time. I'm like, I promise you, I'm a jack of all trades, and I can tread some water. Said it's like a whole Zumba class we had going on while we were talking.
Yeah, seriously. It's all underwater, though, so it's really good for your joints. Yeah, which is great. And that's one of the things they teach you when you're trying to strengthen your core and you're using a pool as like a resource to do so, mm-hmm. is to bring your knees up like to your stomach chest, mm-hmm. and then use your core to hold them in place and use your arms to push you across the pool.
Oh.
And don't swim at all. You literally, like, you're sitting on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
But then you just use your arms to paddle, like, your body while it's in a seated position. So it works your core, mm. and it works your arms. And it's literally, I did it when we used to be fit people before we were parent people.
Right.
And I'm not kidding. That shreds your core. I was going to say that shreds you hardcore and try to make a pun. But that's only funny for so long. But yeah, it really does do some good. It does a lot of good for your core. So yeah, I can imagine treading water like that for so long.
Yeah, it was nice. A few people got burned out there because it's hotter than Hades.
Yeah.
I thought I was going to be, but it turned out I wasn't. I caught it in time. But I personally, and I know that people are going to tease me about this, and I'm okay with it. Please joke away. I buy SPF 100 because I'm so white. Yesterday we were talking about it. I'm so white that I'm basically translucent. You can see all of my veins and everything.
Same.
So I really have to be careful of the sun, yeah. because it will kill me.
Yeah.
And I'm either white or I'm lobster. Those are my two colors of summer.
Yeah.
And I'm okay with that. That's who I am.
Right.
So I really thought I was gonna be burned, but I used that SPF 100 like 3 times and it saved my life.
I'm glad that you're all right. I have the same problem. I put it all over, but I missed a spot on my like shoulder chest area. So there's this little triangle of like bright red.
Yeah.
Where I apparently, when I spread that stuff on, that's like where I miss it every time. Cause it's literally the same triangle. It was pretty funny. Yeah. I cover my kid in like SPF 65 or 75 or whatever. And he's fine today. Yeah. Something about Zebulon, and his dad's adopted, so we did a 23andMe. I can't remember his results, but something about him, he tans first before he'll tan for a while before he starts to burn.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm Irish and French Canadian, so my like body type and skin type is meant to withstand a harsh winter. In yeah. In the very northern regions of the world.
Exactly.
Yeah. So I genetically am the same as you, where it's like, I'm either red or I'm white and there's no
in between.
No. And I've gone tanning before, like done, you know, tan beds or whatever. And if I do it for shorter periods than the recommended period, I turn out okay. And I've done it a couple times, once for my wedding, mm-hmm. and then once before going on vacation to Mexico, because I learned from the first vacation to Mexico that I was going to get fucked up if I did not do that.
Right.
And so it was in preparation for not getting like totally messed up by the sun.
Right.
And I still spread SPF on like crazy, but if I'm already tan, I for some reason you burn less. I didn't know that was a thing until I did some research on why I burned so badly the first time we went to Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, other than that, you know, and sometimes your burn turns into a nice tan eventually, but you're red for a good while before that ever happens. And usually yeah. your skin peels like you're a, you know, a reptilian son of a gun.
Oh yeah.
So yeah,
we have a neighbor out here. She's Mexican.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, do you tan? Like, do your legs get any other color? And I said, no.
No, no.
And she's like, but your arms. And I'm like, okay, so I have this, you know, permanent farmer's tan, you know, the nice t-shirt tan.
Right, but that's from, like, spring gardening when it's not so hot.
Well, no, that's, like, year-round exposure to the sun. Right. You know, I have to be naked year-round for that stuff to happen to my whole body.
Right.
It just doesn't. I don't tan, and so I get made fun of for my white legs, and that's just who I am, and I'm okay with it. So make fun of my pasty white legs. Put some sunglasses on or don't look.
I know, yeah. You're really teaching me to love my body a little bit more. I found this creator on TikTok, and then I eventually found her on Facebook. She has like a group through there, and that's how she sells what she makes. Uh-huh. But she makes shorts for plus size people, and she lets you like do your own measurements and then pick your fabric.
Oh.
Yeah, and so, and it is $50 plus the cost of shipping, so it's going to cost me about $59, but yeah. I haven't had a pair of shorts that I have liked since probably 2 or 3 years before Ezra was born.
Mm-hmm.
And surprise, surprise, those don't fit anymore.
Yeah.
And they're either still at the Goodwill or someone who's a size 18 is enjoying them somewhere else in the world.
Right.
But yeah, this, I was talking to this, it's called, I need to look at it, like it's attitude, attire, something like that. I'd have to look at it and then post a link. But I was talking to this creator and she said she had the same problem as me where her waist measurement was just like significantly smaller than her hip measurement.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what I have going on. Like my waistline is much smaller than, well, we've all seen Judy. Well, I mean, not everybody who's listening to this, but you and I very specifically know that I have a gigantic bottom. And so I was telling her like, that's my problem. Do you think you can help me? And she goes, that's the only reason I started making my own clothes.
Yeah.
And then she said that she had other friends who it didn't matter their body type, but it was like a lot of women have waists that are significantly smaller than their hips, especially after we have kids or at, like if we're just built that way. Like, I don't think my hips got any wider because mm-hmm. I was pregnant. I just have always had like a wide set body. Even if I were thin, I would be a really wide person that way.
Right.
And so she was like, you know, even my girlfriends who weigh like, you know, 150 or whatever, they still have this significant difference between the size of their waist and the size of their hips, but ready to wear clothing doesn't compensate for that. Like it just doesn't, you know, and so they either end up getting things tailored anyway, which costs the same amount as me just making it.
Mm-hmm.
Or they end up just putting up with, you know, wearing a belt all the time or whatever.
Right, right. Like
buying a size too big. So anyway, I sent her my measurements, which she had to instruct me how to measure myself, which was pretty sad because I don't know how to do that either. Just another adult thing that I don't really know how to do.
Yeah.
So she gave me the instructions. I measured myself and I sent her off my measurements and she was like, I'm going to, if it's okay with you, I'm going to create a video of me making your shorts and post it on TikTok. And I was like, heck yeah, I'm going to stitch that.
That's cool.
But it's literally the only kind of stitching I can do considering that I'm asking this woman to like sew me some shorts. Yeah. I can do a basic mend of like a button or, you know, Zeb, he's so cheap. Don't repeat that. Nobody tells Zeb. He's not going to listen to this. So it's not going to matter anyway. But he doesn't replace things when they start to go bad, mm-hmm. but he also doesn't care what anyone else thinks. Now, while I agree that mentally is a very healthy philosophy, I don't necessarily like people thinking that my husband hasn't replaced his t-shirt in 10 years, right? So if he gets a hole in one of his t-shirts and he refuses to throw it away, I pinch the fabric on the inside and I stitch the hole closed.
Yeah.
So that it's less noticeable than if there's like a hole there, mm-hmm. you know? So, I mean, I can do a couple things with thread, but not very many.
Yeah.
Definitely not sewing a whole thing of shorts, but.
I don't know that I could make clothing. Maybe I can. I don't know. I don't have.
I think you're so creative, especially with like the crochet stuff where yeah. I'm not. Like, I just like, I found a pattern on YouTube and I can do this one pattern. So I'm just going to do it over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
But you can find different ones and pick up pretty quickly on like how to do them. I think yeah. you could make them, but you inspired me moreover because this year you were like, I'm buying shorts and I don't care.
Yeah. You don't like it, don't look.
Yeah. And that, you know what? 20 something Kimmy and early 30s Kimmy was like, no, can't wear shorts. No, look at you. You're a disaster. But 35 year old Kimmy's like, yeah, if you don't like it, then don't look.
Yeah.
I think you taught me that. So thank you, Jessica, for making me feel a little more confident in my own skin.
I mean, I don't think I taught you that, but, you know, anything, be comfortable.
Yeah.
Who cares? I don't care what anyone thinks. You know what's funny? I was telling when Kitty was here, I was telling Jennifer, we were going to a store and she was like, oh, I don't have my makeup on. And I was like, so?
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, I don't go anywhere without my makeup on, but we were moving today. And I'm like, look at me. I'm a train wreck. My hair is soaking wet from sweating through it.
Right.
From moving all day long. All I did was like run and change my clothes out real quick. I have no makeup on. I'm a mess and I don't care.
And yeah, that's another thing that I think that for me, that was the pandemic that did that, where it was like, I don't care about my face makeup anymore like I used to.
Well, I mean, I do wear very little makeup. Like, I don't put like cover up or anything like that on.
I do my whole face. I trick this bitch out.
Yeah, I don't do blush. I don't do, it's literally like eyeliner and mascara is it.
Right.
But also, like, if you don't like me without my makeup on, you're definitely not going to like me with it on.
Right. Because then you get, not only are you still yourself.
Yeah.
But secondarily, I don't know about you, but I get hella confident. Start getting my swag on. Like, not that I become a bitch, but I just get real confident in myself. And I'm like, if you were going to come at me, the way to do it was when I did not have my makeup on.
I mean, I can't say confidence. I don't know. I can't say that I have a ton of confidence in myself. I'm just at the point where I just don't care.
Yeah.
Like, either like me or don't.
I have confidence, but I have confidence in things that don't have to do with my appearance, if that makes a ton of sense.
Yeah,
like,
absolutely.
I don't know.
I agree.
I'm fat, but my face is all right, and I'm pretty funny.
Stop.
Stop. I mean, not for nothing, but, like, that's where my confidence is. Like, well, I don't know. I've always been kind of thick, and so I just always, when you are raised in the 90s in America, and you were always thick, and everyone else that you knew was smaller than you or thinner than you. And in the 90s, it was really important to be thin. For some reason, there was like this, they put a lot of social barriers on us fat people in the 90s. And so I grew up with like body dysmorphia. And then I got older and I was like, who the fuck cares? Like, my husband loves me.
Yeah.
Even though I've always been a little bit thicker than him, except for the times I got him real fattened up, you know, just trying to match body types or whatever, getting in that real dad bod. But yeah, like he's always, even when he was thinner than me, just thought I was beautiful. So I just, why do I care? But I still care. It's a part of me. So
I have a hard time using descriptive words, and I don't really like the word fat. Like, I have a hard time describing people because...
That's my boss is the same way. She hates that. She does not like to use that term to describe anybody.
Yeah, it's like, I just am who I am. I might be overweight by someone else's standards, but by someone else's standards, I might be thin. I mean, it's, and you kind of got to watch your audience about who, like what you say around people, because you can sit and say, I've even been around people who sit and say they're fat and they're like several sizes smaller than you. And then you're like, well, what do you think of me? You know?
Right.
And so well, I try really hard not to describe people or put people into certain categories, especially since I've had my diagnosis with PCOS and weight became an issue and I couldn't get it off. Like,
That's what happened with me too. Like the hypothyroidism diagnosis. Yeah. And then as soon as they put me on the medicine, which was like last November, since then, I fluctuate between having lost 25 and 30 pounds.
Yeah.
Which isn't nothing, you know? Like, that's in it. My metabolism continues to, like, work harder to keep stuff off.
Yeah.
Which is great. But, yeah, it's, yeah, using, I guess we can call it the F word if we have to. But, yeah, I've endured the same thing where like someone several sizes smaller than me calls themselves fat. But yeah. I think what I've learned is that like people are always thinking more about themselves than they're ever thinking about you.
Absolutely.
Like I don't take it as a personal affront anymore. I used to. It used to make me really angry. Mm-hmm. I used to think to myself, don't you realize you're saying that to me and I'm so much heavier than you?
Mm-hmm.
But usually that person isn't even considering your like weight or your appearance because they love you or they think that you're beautiful the way you are. And they just are hating on themselves because society, especially in America, has taught us that there is a certain body image we should have.
Right.
And it's given more than just like plus size people or overweight people or anyone. It's given so many different types of people straight body dysmorphia where mm-hmm. we're just constantly judging ourselves.
Right.
And it has nothing to do with anyone else. It's just like, you know, this is who I am and I feel like I'm so fat. And you could be talking to someone who's like, you know, 100 pounds more than you.
Yeah.
And you don't even realize that you're doing it. You're just like saying about yourself, like, I need to do something. And you're having an honest conversation with somebody who you think could understand your struggle.
Yeah. Well, and I think too, it's really hard to even talk about weight because there's so many different body types out there.
So many.
That I could weigh the same amount as somebody and they could think that I look a certain way, you know?
Yeah.
There's just...
There have been times where you and I weigh the same amount and like people wouldn't even know that we weigh the same amount because of the way we just carry it different.
Yeah.
Like, well, you've seen my body and I've seen your body, so we know, but other people who are listening and haven't seen our bodies necessarily, I carry my weight, like now that I've had a child, my stomach is like really stretched and I carry a lot of it in my tummy, but mm-hmm. I used to carry it like all over. Like my body was, it was more spread out and it was more like even, but now it's like my tummy and I feel like yours is more even.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, yeah, but prior to having a child, when you'd see us next to each other, you'd be like, okay, two even bodies, mm-hmm. like the love is spread evenly from tip to tail or whatever, tip to toe. And then, you know, after I had Ezra, my stomach got stretched. And now whenever I put on weight, I put it on right there.
Mm-hmm.
It's so weird because your body changes so much. But anyway, we've talked about bodies quite a bit. and we're
well, we do have to live in them, so
that's true. That is true. But this is 2021, and the one thing I can say is that there's been a positive uptick in people who have come around and stopped body shaming other people. Mm-hmm. And also just the social acceptance of like plus size people
mm-hmm.
has been incredible. And the body positivity movement, I feel like, has made me feel a little more empowered.
Yeah.
Where I used to be so self-conscious, I wouldn't even wear shorts. And now I'm getting them fucking commissioned. Like I'm some kind of first lady who can throw around $59 after shipping to just get a pair of shorts with lemons on them.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, I feel like body positivity has done a lot for me personally. And I think it's doing a lot for society.
Yeah.
Because we're starting to realize, like, okay, some people actually do have medical conditions where this, it cannot be avoided. Like, you right. and I have completely different medical conditions, and yet we both have similar struggles.
Sure.
So I think that there's a lot more understanding, and I feel like there's a lot more awareness.
Mm-hmm.
Just like how you're saying you don't like to use the F word.
Yeah.
I only use that word to describe myself. I never like use it to describe other people because they do think that it's derogatory, but I think that can tell you something about my body confidence. Like that I.
Yeah. And that's why I don't like you using it because I love you and I don't want you to say that about you because I see you differently.
Like my really husband's, he's over here busting out squats every day, hitting the push-ups real hard. And the only thing I'm hitting up is a push-up pop. Flintstones on the wrapper. Got it from the ice cream man. That music was playing, but I know he's not sold out. It's time. Where my dollar at? But what I really want to do now is I would like to play a game called Jessica's Favorites. And you'd think that by now I would have workshopped a better title, but I have not.
Okay.
Just, I'm just throwing that out there for the people.
I'm intrigued. Like, what's my favorites?
Yeah. So I'm going to just like run through a list of things I thought I would ask what your favorites are and kind of get a like – an example of why
okay.
it's your favorite. Okay. So the first one I'd like to start with is simply out of pure curiosity. What okay. is your go-to favorite thing? If it's a no holds bar and you don't have to worry about a single thing like ingredients or anything, what is the first thing you gravitate toward at a barbecue potluck?
Ooh, that's a great question.
I know. And it's also one of those very complex questions. It's like, what am I in the mood for today? Oh, can't take that into consideration because you don't know what day it is. You don't know what you're in the mood for.
Well, and depending on what barbecues you go to, they have different things.
Right.
I really enjoy having a little bit of everything, like to try new. I like to try new things, so I like to have a little bit of everything. But something that we make in my immediate family that people in our larger family have asked for the recipe a lot is our grape salad or our apple salad.
Mm-hmm.
And what I love about it is I wait to get some until I'm done with everything. And then it's like a dessert to me.
Oh, okay.
But I've altered it in different ways. And I've kind of liked it every way we've altered it. So
well, can you, I was going to say, yeah, tell the people what's in it.
Yeah. So it started out, we actually got the recipe out here at the lake. And it is just cream cheese. Brown sugar and whipped cream is like Cool Whip is the sauce part of it, and then you put red grapes in it. That's how it started.
Right.
Then it evolved and we decided one year at Christmas to try to make our take on like a Waldorf salad. Yeah. And we did apples with walnuts. And that is really good. That's probably my favorite way to eat it.
That sounds yummy. My kid would go into anaphylaxis, but that sounds delicious.
Right, right. We could leave. We could do it different for him. In fact, we could adjust it to the fruit he likes. So then I went to a barbecue at Aspen and Chris's one time, and they asked me to make it more of like a full fruit salad. So I did like strawberries and grapes.
Oh, that sounds good.
Mm-hmm. And apples, and I think I don't think I put bananas in it. I think I stayed with the berries and the grapes and the apples, but then I still put the walnuts in it, so it was like different textures, and you get like the crunchy, and it was really good like that too, and everyone there was asking me for the recipe, so I kind of enjoy the little treat at the end. That's kind of what I like.
Well, think about if you had like candied walnuts.
Ooh, that might be good too.
Holy shit.
It's really sweet already though, so.
Listen.
But like if you topped it with that or something.
Yeah. Well, like just, you know, chop them up real fine and sprinkle them on top, little crunch. Ooh.
Yeah.
That sounds good. So I've given it some thought.
Yeah.
And I think I'm glad you went sweet because I go savory with this one.
Okay.
My favorite thing at the barbecue is the potato salad.
I was going to say that. I love potato salad.
Me too. And the thing is, like, everyone has a different take on how they make it.
Yeah.
But my favorite potato salad that I ever had, and I'm sure I could recreate it if I really were want to do so. Uh-huh. Is Kim Thorson's baked potato salad, where she puts in like sour cream and chive and bacon bits with the potato. Oh my God, that is so good.
Yeah, that is really good.
Oh,
she's a great cook though.
Yeah, she's a great cook anyway, but yeah, like I remember the first time I had it, I was like 8 or 9, and I told my mom, I was like, Mom, every time you make potato salad, I want you to make it like this.
Yeah.
And my mom was like, well, I mean, I can make it like that sometimes, but other people like other potato salad, Kimmy. And I was like, no, no. I need this. Okay. So let's get to know. And I really want to try that. My sister kind of does something similar where she like makes a strawberry cream cheese.
Yeah.
She turns it in. She uses, I think, Cool Whip and then cream cheese and like strawberry or strawberry compote. I don't know. And it kind of becomes like a delicious fruit dip.
And she
puts it out with like a bunch of different fruit.
Mm-hmm.
And people dip their fruit in it. And it's kind of just like, you're right, it's like a dessert at the end a little bit.
Yeah. My mom used to make a fruit dip where she would get the raspberry cream cheese and put marshmallow cream in it.
Oh, like Jet Puff?
Yeah. And you mix it together and it becomes smooth and creamy and then you dip your fruit in that.
Stop. That sounds so dang good.
Yeah, it's dangerous. Watch out.
Oh, well, I bet. Okay. Okay. So second question.
Mm-hmm.
Do you prefer getting a professional pedicure or giving yourself a pedicure?
You know what? This one's really easy for me.
Oh, is it? Okay.
It's known to people that are close to me that I am not a feet person.
Yeah, you hate feet. That's why I thought like I'd feet. Ask the question.
Yeah. I don't like, per se, my feet to be touched. Like, it's not really relaxing for me to go get a pedicure because my feet are ticklish.
Yeah.
And they don't like I take such good care of my feet because I don't like them.
Yeah.
That I don't want my feet to be dry or have it, whatever the issue may be, I don't want my feet to have that.
Right.
So I would rather do my own pedicure. Every time I go, I get more of a massage on my legs because they don't have anything to do to my feet. They're always right. Like my nails are maintained. The bottoms of my feet are maintained. So they're like, well, I don't know what to do for this girl.
That's so funny. Well, that's why I thought I would ask, because the reality is that I have forever been jealous of your foot regimen. And I've tried to maintain it at several different points in my life, because you have very specific products that you use.
Yeah.
And you have the softest, naturally the softest heels of any person I've ever seen. If you were to see my heels right now, you'd be like, are we even related? That's gross. But also I remembered from being a kid and also a teenager, if I ever wanted to make you mad, I would just take my sock off and try to put my foot on you.
Yeah, please don't do that.
No, I know. Now that I'm an adult, I would never. But as a bitchy 16-year-old, if you're making me mad, I'm going to whip my nasty sock off and throw a slap a foot on you.
Oh, I don't like feet. I know. My friends will send me feet videos. I'm like, I can't watch it again. I can sit and watch Dr. Pimple Popper all day, but then somebody sends me something of a podiatrist doing something to somebody's feet. I'm like, oh, I'm out. I can't.
I'm out.
Which is really hard when you're in the healthcare field, because I have to put socks or stockings on people, and it's really...
I was going to say,
I wear gloves, you know?
Can you imagine if you got offered a six-figure job, but it was to be a nurse at a podiatry clinic?
I couldn't do it, Kimmy.
Yeah, I know. You'd be like, fuck $150,000 a year. I can't.
I'll be poor and happy.
Yeah. I can't touch it. She's got 7 ingrown toenails. How is it possible? Jesus Christ, woman. If you can't do it, go find someone who can.
Yeah, that's my worst nightmare. I will say, though, a big part of maintaining my feet is that it's harder in the summer with sandals and stuff, because it does dry your feet out.
Yeah.
But I drink truckloads of water.
Yeah.
I'll wear socks or slippers on my feet in the house.
Yeah.
When I'm walking around. And
you've always been like that, though. In the house, I would go barefoot and you would have socks on.
Yeah, I always have socks on.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just, and then if my feet do start to get bad, I do the whole pumice stone in the shower, and then I put on, what is it called? I
Vaseline think it's intensive care. Well, that's what you told me.
I started using the stuff for your feet, I think it's O'Keefe's.
Oh yeah. No, I've seen that. That's for hands. They have a special hand one, hand cream for cracked hands, and then a special one for feet. O'Keefe's. Yeah. I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
So I'm talking when they're bad.
Yeah.
And you know what bad is to me.
Your bad is my equivalent of, damn, my feet look pretty good. Because my heels be getting so cracked. I'm not even kidding. But that's because I totally neglect my feet. And I started being better about it after we talked. Because we've talked about it at length, actually. These people just don't know. They're not out here listening to our foot combos. If they were, they'd be like, these people talk about feet way too much. we probably spent 5 minutes on it right now, and they're ready for us to move on. But yeah, we've talked about it at length, and I've been better. So I got a pumice stone for the tub, like you told me to. And I also got this, I think it's Earth Naturals, but they make a cream for your feet. And then they also have it's basically a file, an emery board, but for your feet.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I have that. I know you listen to you. You're cringing right now just thinking about it. So funny. But then I did take your advice and I got the Vaseline intensive care, but now I'm starting to think maybe I need to get O'Keefe situation.
The Vaseline intensive care, you're talking about the yellow one?
Yeah.
I do like that for my legs and feet, just regular use.
Yeah.
I like how it goes into my skin and it doesn't feel slimy or like it doesn't leave a weird feeling.
Yeah.
But if we're talking my feet are a little jacked up, then I'm getting the heavy duty stuff and then I'm putting socks on over the top of it so that it really keeps it in there. So are you one that likes to go get the pedicures then?
I love to go get the pedicure. So I'm going to just be honest with you. I told my boss, this is my hypothesis.
Yeah.
Because she also gets really dry heels. No, I'm not trying to like throw her under the bus or anything. We've had open conversations about it.
Sure.
And I think it's because we have like her and I both have natural wood floors. Hers being a lot older than mine because she lives in a house that was built in the late 1800s.
Yeah.
And I think what happens is the natural oils from our feet get soaked into the wood like inadvertently when we're walking around barefoot in our house.
Yeah.
No, because that's the only thing I could think of.
Yeah. I think that's definitely a factor. You should just get yourself some little slip-on slippers to walk around in.
Oh, act like I love how you're acting like I didn't already. Like, I have that. That's a thing I have. Am I doing it? No. Okay, well, it's interesting to know that that's your preference. Because I honestly thought because you don't like feet, you would not want to clean your own feet or like you would like someone else doing it.
No, I don't want people to touch my feet.
That's interesting.
Okay. I think because I don't like them, I'm self-conscious about people touching mine.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right. Listen, do you.
Okay.
For a job interview, let's say you got a job interview tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Heels or flats?
Flats.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Can you walk in heels?
I can.
But you choose not to.
I think because, so I used to have a lot more.
Yeah.
But then with my ex, it was like if certain ones would make me taller than him, and I don't think he really enjoyed that. I don't know. He didn't seem to like it when I wore heels.
Oh, I see.
I slowly got to where I was wearing flats, and now they're just so comfortable that I just really don't care to put my feet through that.
I know. My podiatrist made me, I had like a bunch of pairs of like Calvin Klein, and I only ever wear like a 2-inch, the highest I'll go is like a 2.5-3-inch heel. Mm-hmm. But I only had, they were mostly 2-inch heels. But my podiatrist was like, you have to stop walking. These are terrible for your feet and for your ankles. Like, this is how you tear the rest of that tendon is by wearing. Mm-hmm. So I took all of my Calvin Kleins, all of my Nine Wests, I put them all into a giant garbage bag and I took them to Value Village. I was like, goodbye forever, shoes.
Yeah.
It was bad, but yeah, I'm into the flat life now too.
Yeah.
Well, interesting stuff. Okay. And then I guess my last one, I know that you have a water bottle like I do that you carry with you everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So my question to you with the water, I have a 2-part question. First of all, do you hand wash it or do you use the Bottle Bright tablets?
I hand wash.
Okay. Have you tried the Bottle Bright tablets?
I have not.
I'm going to get them for you. But then my second thing is, straw or no straw in the water bottle?
No straw, girl.
You just go straight at it with your gullet?
Yeah, so here's the thing. I had this conversation with some of my friends, and they were like, we can't talk to you anymore. So here's the thing. The microbiology will ruin your life. So I'll try not to go into too much detail. But what I will tell you is our mouths.
I'm drinking water out of the straw right now.
Yeah. Our mouths aren't the cleanest plates to, you know. And so when you're drinking out of a straw and like a reusable straw,
right,
like that. And I'm talking like the kind that flip out. Like if you just put a reusable straw inside the water bottle and lifted it up to drink out of it, I wouldn't have a problem doing that because you could use a straw cleaner and you can clean out the straw.
Yeah.
But like the mouthpiece part, I don't believe that you can get it as clean as people think they can. you know?
I have a bunch of those like, pipe cleaner things, and I get in there.
I just, it kind of freaks me out a little bit.
So yeah, they're kind of gross. Like, my kids' bottles always look nasty, and I try to scrub them real good.
How often do you wash your water bottle?
So I wash my water bottle probably once or twice a week.
Yeah.
Which, it doesn't seem like enough, but especially with my sons, I'll throw his in the dishwasher. And then the best part about, because we buy him hydro flasks, which everyone thinks is like such a waste of money. I can't believe that you would waste a name brand water bottle on a 5-year-old. He still has his very first hydro flask.
Yeah, they last.
That kid has been bouncing it off pavement from jump. Yeah. And that thing is just, it's literally, I'm not going to say indestructible, but I'm going to say toddler resistant.
Mm-hmm.
So the best part about the dishwasher is it generally has like a steam effect once the heat kicks on. Because there's water on everything and then the heat kicks on and it creates a bunch of steam in the dishwasher. Mm-hmm. Or some dishwashers even have a steam setting. Now, my last two haven't. And those are the ones that have been washing his hydro flasks. But when I open them, there's a considerable amount of steam coming out of there. Because there's water in there and then there's a heater element, right?
Right.
And with the hydro flasks, even with the caps, you can put it all in the top rack.
Oh.
And so, I mean, it's steaming whatever I can't get off with the pipe cleaner. So I feel good about it. And I wash his probably once or twice a week. Right now, I'm hand washing everything because we don't have a fucking dishwasher. Still. Not come until Friday. And who knows if they're going to try to lie to Zeb again and say they can't fit it under my... I know for a fact this dishwasher fits in my kitchen.
Yeah.
They better come with it. And take those wheels off if it's a little too high. I'm going to start punching people. I'm going to get real rowdy up in here. I already told Zeb. I was like, if they start trying to talk shit to you, you better call me at work. And I'll close my office door so fast and start yelling at people. You better get me on the phone. Because I'm so sick of washing everything by hand. But that's what made me think of it. Because I was like, Jessica's going to know. And if I ask her, she's going to tell me on the cast. But yeah, tell me how it's so gross that you're just like, no, I can't.
Yeah, I just can't do it. My water bottle is a 40-ounce 50-50 water bottle. And it's got like the top of it is a hand, like the lid is a handle. So it's just a twist off.
Yeah.
And I just drink out of it. And then like every 2 or 3 days, I wash it really good.
Yeah. That's it. Mine is a 40-ounce hydro flask, and they're very similar in design because they're both the double-walled steel.
Right.
But the reason I drink with a straw, and I think maybe your friends will agree with me on this one, is because I like to put ice water in mine, and if I like go straight for it to drink the ice water out of the thing, I just get hit in the face with like a gush of ice.
Yeah, I do ice water in mine.
Yeah, do you ever just get straight splashed in your whole...
Sometimes, yeah. I mean, I get that. I just would rather have that than the straw. The straw creeps me out, Kimmy. I can't.
That's funny.
Don't take microbiology. It ruins lives.
It ruins everything for you. I have been wondering about that with the water bottles. And again, I stay on top of Ezra's, but mine, I will let go for too long, probably. And so what I have been like becoming more accustomed to is the really big Starbucks cup with the straw.
Yeah.
But then I wash that straw like a son of a gun with that pipe cleaner.
Yeah.
And I really get in there. And Zeb does the same thing. Cause I told him, I was like, that's what these are for. Use these for the straws. We must wash straws.
Yeah, I can't. If somebody just puts it in soapy water and then rinses it, I can't. It's got to have a straw cleaner in it. I use reusable straws. I actually have I got a cup for Christmas. I don't remember. I think it's a 32-ounce cup, and it's like an insulated cup from Zach Design. And I have reusable straws for it, and I use it regularly, but it has the straw has to be cleaned with a straw cleaner.
Yeah. That's how all the Starbucks ones, so the ones I buy, I like to buy the big 32-ouncers. I did get a summer one, because they're mostly like the double wall plastic.
Yeah.
But I got a double wall steel one for this summer, and it's like turquoise and yellow, very bright and summery and fun.
Cute.
And that one is, for some reason, that one's a lot easier to clean, but I can throw the Bottle Bright tablets in it instead of just like hand washing it, you know. Mm-hmm. The Bottle Bright tablets are great because they cut through grime, and you know, I don't know, I'm sure you clean yours often enough where it's not an issue, but like I have gone too long on mine, and I've felt like a sliminess
I can't do that. But I also don't just like put water in it and rinse it that way. I know if you can't get your hand in there, but what I do is I buy an extra long bottle brush, mm-hmm. and I scrub it really good with that. But
me too. Yes. Because it's so nasty. I just don't. It's gross. Okay. Well, that finishes the questions I had. So
nice. I like that. I got a little nervous. Like, were you going to tell me what my favorite things were and I would have to defend it? Or
that's so funny. Well, how's your visit going with Ruby anyway? Tell me about this weekend and the visit and everything.
Well, I've been very excited because Ruby moved away from us about a year ago over to your neck of the woods.
I was going to say, don't say us, because her and I are going to start making plans.
She moved away from us here on this side, like Aspen and I.
Yeah.
And we've gotten to go see her and her new place and everything a few times now. So it's nice to have her come back and see us.
She lives not far from my sister.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's not a big deal to like get to one side or the other. It's just like the time to do it, you know?
Right.
Making sure everyone has the time to spend with one another. So it's just nice that she can stay here and be comfy in her really nice camper, and Aspen can come out and hang with us, and we can kind of all just enjoy each other a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
But I do have a story, because last week on the cast, I've always called her Ruby on the cast, and it's not because I'm trying to hide who she is or because she doesn't want to be known on here. It's just because that's what I call her.
Yeah, that's her nickname.
Yeah, so I thought I'd tell the story, because I found myself slipping and saying both of her names, and so it might have confused some listeners who don't know her and know that I call her different things. But so her name is Rebecca, and we've always kind of called her Rebecca or Becca. But a few years ago, she invited me to go camping with her family at Sun Lakes.
Right.
And they do it every year. And so I decided to go with them. And they have a really cool camping area there that has like a pool. And then they have the lake there. And then they have spots for like RVs or tents or whatever. And then they also have like a little store.
Yeah.
And on the back side of the store, they have like a little restaurant.
Yeah.
It's like you walk up to the window and order whatever, and then they have a whole bunch of picnic tables to eat, you know, like the ice cream or the nachos or it's like just a little, it's not even fancy or anything. It's just for little things, you know, snacks or whatever.
Right.
So we decided one day when we were there that we were going to go order something from the window. So we went up there. They asked my name. I tell them I'm Jessica. I'm done. I go sit down. Then Rebecca comes and sits down with me. But right. I didn't stay up there to hear any of the, you know, what she ordered or anything.
Her exchange with the people at the restaurant.
Yeah. And so all of a sudden I hear them call the name Ruby and Rebecca gets up and I was like, what's happening right now? And she goes and gets her stuff and she sits down and I'm like, didn't they say Ruby? And she's like, yeah, they did. And I'm like, wait a second. What's happening? And she started laughing and she said that there was a little girl whose name was Rebecca, but she went by the name Ruby. Mm-hmm. And she thought it was cute. And so when people ask for her name, she just kind of gives Ruby now. And so I was like, well, can I call you Ruby then? And she's like, yeah, sure. I don't care. Like, whatever you
she's
want.
She's like, actually, Jessica, I prefer it.
So after that, it made sense, like, why I had seen Ruby in some other places that I never really put two and two together. And so ever since then, I've always called Rebecca Ruby.
Yeah, I love it.
And I've not really thought anything of it. In fact, I didn't know how to use Facebook Messenger in all the ways you could.
Right.
And then I found out that you can go in and you can make nicknames.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so you go into the settings on your Messenger with someone, and you can change to a nickname. I did not know that it changes for everyone in that group, and so I, just for myself, went in to change Rebecca to Ruby, and then Aspen was like, oh, Rebecca, I saw that you changed your name to Ruby, and Rebecca's like, what are you talking about? Because I did it. And then Aspen's like, oh, Jessica. Like, sorry, I didn't know I did it for everyone. I thought it was just me.
That's so funny.
So if anyone was confused why I was saying Ruby and Rebecca interchangeably last week, that's why. Because I call her Ruby.
And also get over it. No, yeah. I'm just kidding. No, I'm not. Just get over it. Yeah, so I had only known her as Rebecca until your birthday party, which was before we started podcasting at all.
Right.
And you guys were calling her Ruby. So I was like, I'm jumping on the Ruby train immediately because yeah. I thought it was so cute.
It is cute. And it does suit her. Like,
it does. It really does. Like every song that has Ruby in it makes me now think of her.
Something that's really funny that happened on her way over here. I hadn't heard from her the day she was coming, so I didn't know like what time she was going to be here. So in our little chat, I was like, hey, Rubes. And I'm like, how do I spell that? And I'm like, now I have a nickname for her nickname. Like, oh, well, that's she'll get it. And so I decided I had to go with the spelling like boobs, but change it to Rubes, which is actually, that nickname is then longer than the previous nickname, right. Spelling right wise, you know.
Right.
So I thought I was hilarious.
That is funny. That's funny. It takes more letters to spell that.
Yeah.
Than it is just the actual name. I love that so much. Do you have any nicknames for Aspen? I know the one that your dad, one that I picked up from your dad was when he jokingly came up with a nickname for her. I don't know if he came up with it or if it was just his idea of being funny, but
when we were
in high school and she came over, I think she stayed the night with us. I can't totally remember, but we were all eating breakfast. And he called her, he said, hey, ass pain.
Oh. he just likes to mess with my friends.
Oh, I know. And I think that he, in my lifetime, the only person who has potentially, no, I was going to say the only person who has potentially called me a dork more is my sister, but I don't think that's true. I think your dad has probably called me a dork.
Yeah.
More time than any person alive.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
I think that's because I have the same name as his wife, and he was like, I can't give her a shitty nickname because I might accidentally use it.
Oh, stop.
later with my wife.
He doesn't even call her by her name unless he's annoyed and she's not listening or something. He always calls her honey.
I swear to God, he and Zeb are the same that way. Zeb doesn't even Zeb doesn't even acknowledge my name until he's upset.
Yeah. Yeah, if she's not listening or something, he'll be like, Cam! But otherwise, it's honey.
Yeah, Zeb too. Or babe. He says babe.
Or I'll answer her phone or something, and if he says something like, hey, honey, I'm like, oh, wrong honey.
Oh, that's cute.
You know, because he thinks that I'm her or something. Right. But no, he used to call Rebecca Babecca.
Oh.
And as soon as she pulled up, he said, hey, Babecca, how are you? He kind of does have nicknames for friends. I think he was just messing with Aspen. I don't per se have a nickname for Aspen. I've just always called her Aspen.
Yeah.
You can't really say, hey, ass.
Well, I was thinking like Penny.
Yeah, like, so growing up, some of her friends would call her Spen or call her Spenny.
That's cute.
But I've just always called her Aspen. Like, I've just always felt like her name is short anyway, and it's unique.
Yeah.
So I've just always called her. But she always calls me by my full name, too. Like, she doesn't generally...
She doesn't say Jess or Jessie. No. She says Jessica.
Yes.
She says the full thing.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, I think that it's really nice because your name is a beautiful name, but I also have been curious what that's like because other than professionally, no one calls me Kimberly. Like professionally speaking, my coworkers or like people from other law firms will be like, thank you, Kimberly.
Yeah.
Or clients, they'll do it. They'll see it in my signature line or on my business card and that's what they'll call me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, well, you can just call me Kim. And they're like, oh, is that what you go by? And then I'm like, well, no. And then they're like, so you do go by Kimberly? And I'm like, well, no. Like, what do you want me to call you? I'm like, well, you can call me Kimmy if you want to. And then they're like, so let me get this straight. You're 35. But it kind of stems from always working with someone. So I either worked with my sister or someone that I knew personally. And so until my current firm that I work at now, every place that I've ever worked, even professionally, people have called me Kimmy. I literally started working for my boss in 2018. So I was like 32.
Mm-hmm.
Turning 33. Like I was 32 when I got hired and I turned 33 while I was there. And up until that point in my life, at every law firm I'd worked at Red Lobster, at every place I had ever worked, everyone called me Kimmy.
Yeah.
So I just wasn't used to it. Like people call you Kimberly and your entire life, you're defined by Kimmy because I have Aunt Kim.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have Kim Thorson. So we call her Thorson. Mm-hmm. And I always say Aunt Kim or Aunt Kimmy, but it's because I can put aunt. There's like a prefix.
Yeah.
Right. And then I was Kimmy or Kimmy Kai. And so just now I'm hitting this stride of people using Kimberly or Kim. And I'm like, Kim is what Zeb calls me when he's mad. Like, that's the only person who ever calls me that, like, in my personal life, you know? He's, that's what I'm saying, he's like your dad, because he calls me babe or honey, you know?
Yeah.
Until he's mad and he goes, okay, Kim. And he says it just, and so you're laughing because you can picture Zeb.
Yeah.
Who is, like, the least argumentative person alive. And he just goes, okay, Kim. And like the way he emphasizes the K, I don't know. It's, you can tell he's pissed off, you know? It's very funny. It's very funny to be on the receiving end of that.
I get Jess a lot.
Yeah.
I don't really like it when people who don't know me call me Jessie.
Yeah.
I feel like that's more reserved for, like, family and or close friends. Like,
yeah,
I have aunts that call me Jessie. I have cousins that call me Jessie. And that doesn't bother me. But it's like, if you don't know me, Jessie's kind of like a weird, I don't like that.
Yeah. I feel we always call you Jessie. Like, growing up, you were Jessie.
Right. And some of the cousins, like Stephanie, still to this day calls me Jessie.
Yeah.
And so I don't mind if people shorten it to Jess, but if they say Jessie, it kind of bugs me because I'm like, you don't know me.
Yeah. I don't think I say Jessie that often anymore, though. That's, I think you're saved in my phone as Jessie Tweeten. I'd have to go back and look. But well, I think I generally go toward Jessica these days.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I feel like I have a unique name in that people can get a nickname out of my first or last name.
Yeah.
And so I have a lot of different names with a lot of different people. Rebecca's husband calls me hashtag because it makes him think of Twitter with my last name.
Oh, that's funny. That's like a Seven Separations of Kevin Bacon or something but with names. That's I've funny.
I've gotten Tweeter.
Yeah.
I got Tweety Bird. Like, I've just, there's so many ways to make nicknames out of my first and last name that I usually am go with the flow, but Jessie is one where I have to put my foot down. Like, you don't know me.
Yeah, don't. How dare you?
You don't know me like that.
Don't walk in here thinking you own the place. That's some shit. You just waltzed right in here. Acting like you knew who I was. That's pretty funny. I don't know. I think that it's our whole family called me Kimmy Kai Pai until I was like, I mean, to this day, people still do that. Or they call me Kimmy Kai.
Yeah, but if an aunt or a cousin called you that, or an uncle or whatever, you wouldn't have a problem with that.
No, I have no problem with that. But yeah, if a stranger off the street was like, hey, Kimmy Kai, I'd be like, you don't fucking know me. It's Kimberly.
Yeah, hi. I'm
actually, it's Mrs. Zebulon Seamers because I'm still someone's property. Boom. Speaking of Zebulon and speaking of fights, we got into our first argument the other night in our new house. Not our first argument ever, to be very clear. We've been together since 2006. If that were the case, it would have been a very blessed life.
Yeah.
I say new house, but we've actually lived here since the end of November, beginning of December of 2019, right before the few months before the pandemic hit. And we have never had an argument as long as we've lived in this house. My husband and I generally don't argue, and I did the math on it, and it literally was the first, like, real argument we had, and this is what happened.
Yeah, tell me.
Tell you the quick little story here. I was reading a book to our son, and as everyone who listens to our podcast knows, I do these voices or whatever, but I'm a hand gestures kind of person, and I try to make things really animated for him so he stays interested in the story. Right. Because that's a diversion tactic for a lot of parents. Like, you have to kind of hold their attention by being more animated, you know?
Right.
And we have to try harder now because, like, the alternative is putting the TV on, and that's way more entertaining than me telling a story with, like, different voices and hand gestures and facial expressions.
Right.
Well, so there was this book where it was called I'm Going to Surprise My Friend, right? And mm-hmm. at a certain point in the book, they surprise one another at the same time and they both fall backwards in shock from the surprise, right?
Yeah.
Which is a cute premise and it's a cute book. Mm-hmm. So at any rate, I read him this book, but the first time I read it, I made the mistake of when the characters fall backwards,
and they, you know, they close their eyes really tight because they're so shocked and they stick their tongues out of their mouth. I was like, oh, this is a great time to be animated. He'll really enjoy this. So we were all sitting in the master bedroom on the bed. Mm-hmm. And Zeb was like looking on his phone at something, probably Instagram or playing a game or something.
Yeah.
And I threw my body backwards and like stuck my tongue out of my mouth like the two characters in the book. And when I open my eyes, I see my kid jumping with reckless abandon, full force, because he does nothing half-assed, this child. And he's got his knees coming directly at my chest. And there's no time to block or to grab him. But there was just enough time for me to realize the pain is forthcoming. And I took two knees to the tits. My kid weighs 60 pounds. So I'm going 30-30 on each breast. Okay. And it also knocked the wind out of me because he's landing on my chest.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone knows this, and I think that this is a gender neutral example, but when you stub your toe really hard, there's an immediate and intense rush of pain, and you kind of get so it's hurt so bad that you're like, no one fucking talk to me for like 2 minutes until I can sit down and catch my breath, right?
Yeah.
And now men have it differently. So if men get hit in a certain area, it hurts them really badly. And they don't understand that when we get hit in our chest like that, it is a similar type of breathtaking pain. Like right. It hurts, especially when it's 60 pounds of full Danis Seamers kid landing on your tatas. And I mean, not for nothing, but like my kid's in the 90th percentile height and weight wise. So now that I've put his size into, you know, everyone's mind, he's big for his age. I immediately was like, finish the book. And I threw the book at Zeb, right? Because I have just taken the full weight of a Dana Seamers baby to the tits. Like I'm not in control of my response to anything at that point. And I got the wind knocked out of me. So I sit up, I get on the side of my bed, and I start to just try to catch my breath. Zeb finishes the book, and Ezra goes, I'm going to race you, Daddy. And he runs to his room, right?
Right.
Now, I tell Ezra before, like right after it happens, I tell him, it's okay. It was an accident. I breathlessly tell him it's okay. It was an accident because I can't catch my breath to save myself. It's okay. Don't worry. Don't be sad. Mommy's just hurt, but it was an accident. You didn't mean to. He was like, I really didn't mean to, Mommy. I'm so sorry. I'm like, it's okay, honey. Don't worry. Just let Daddy finish the book and also stop talking to me because I need to catch my breath. So I sit on the edge of my bed and I throw the book at Zeb and I'm like, finish the book. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And so Zeb and I, because I threw the book at him and I said, finish the book, and I sat on the edge of the bed, he got angry with me because of the way that I spoke with him. And I was like, I just took 60 pounds to my ladies, to my to my chesticles.
Yeah.
And you want to come for me? Like, if somebody had kicked you with that amount of force in your nards, I wouldn't even second guess that reaction. But he thought I was talking to him some kind of way. So he was upset. And so we got into an argument. And our arguments are always about the tone with which we speak to one another. It never has anything to do with anything important. And I 100% am not kidding. Like, yeah. even if one of us does something really stupid, or if we overspend, or anything that normal couples fight about, I don't know, because that's not what we fight about. it's literally like, the way you were talking to me made me think that you were angry at me. So now I'm angry at you because you think that I think you're angry at me. Now I'm being defensive because the way you talk to me. And then the other person is like, I don't know about you, but I just got hit in the chesticles. So if you thought that I was talking to you some kind of way, I'm sorry that I was out of breath and gasping for air. And at a certain point, I was like, I don't know. I think maybe something's wrong with one of my ribs because it hurts really bad. If you just took 60 pounds to the chest, you might think something was messed up with your rib too if you couldn't breathe and it hurt really bad. And to be fair, the ladies are still a little bit bruised from the whole incident. So it's not like, let's be honest. Like, it's not like it was unreasonable, my reaction. But he was upset because he, you know, he thought I was talking to him some kind of way. I don't know. And then I started laughing at a certain point. He was like, it's not funny. And I was like, no, I just realized this is the first time we fought since we lived in this house. And we've lived here since, like, you know, November or December of 2019. And he goes, oh, it was like a year and a half. And I'm like, yeah, dude, we haven't had an argument in like a year and a half. And he was like, oh, I guess we were about due. And I was like, about due? I just got hit in the tits. And you think we're about due because of that? Like, I didn't know how to respond, honestly, Jessica. I was like, I don't know whether to just be mad or just write it off as you being stupid, or I'm not even going to say that because now you're going to get offended by that. But yeah, so we did get into a little bit of a spat, but it was honestly the first argument we've had in our new house. And we were like, oh, that's funny. We should mark the occasion. I immediately forgot what day it happened. It was like Wednesday-ish something.
Yeah, and then you can celebrate it.
Yeah, first fight in the new house. The time mom took knees to the chest. The tale of Ezra Seamers. Man. Anyway, so that's what happened to me this week. It was pretty funny. It still hurts, but it was pretty funny when it happened.
Okay.
What's the rest of the plan for today, or what do you got going on?
Well, I mean, I don't really know yet. There's no plan in place. I think it'll all come together. I'm kind of a fly by the seat of my pants kind of gal.
Yeah, you are a good time.
Go with the flow.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, Rebecca went into town with her family. And then I'm assuming they're going to come back out here since their trailer's here. If not, I got a pretty rad new place.
I know. I was going to say, like, maybe they just ditched their RV.
Yeah. Aspen might come out, might not. I don't know. I guess we'll see. I don't know if we'll have enough time.
Well, but, I mean, what time is it? I mean, it's only 1:30.
Yeah. And it's still hot.
They probably want to be in the lake. I mean,
yeah. Honestly. Like, let's go.
Mm-hmm. That's how I'd be.
You know, it's funny you bring this up because I was thinking about this yesterday. I was kind of watching everyone drop like flies, how tired they were. And I started thinking about living at the lake. And there's some problems that go along with living at the lake that you just become accustomed to. That, like, normal people just think, I go to the lake and this happens. But I live through this daily, you know? Right. So the
for them, it's like, you know, summertime weekends, but for you, it's every single day.
Right.
Okay.
And so, like, first of all, when you're out at the lake, you want to be outside. Mm-hmm. And I know that we have high heat right now, like our temperatures are ridiculous, but just being in the sun regularly will take a toll on you if you're not used to it.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, last night, everyone started getting real tired, and I think some dehydration might have set in. Just in the time we've been recording, I've drank 3 of those.
Okay.
In the time that we've been on the cast. So, I'm, like, well hydrated constantly.
Right. You are. Just in general, you are. But, yes.
So, I think that if people have soda or juice or alcohol or anything like that, and they're not drinking bottles of water in the middle, and then you're in the sun,
yeah,
it will bite you. So that's the first like problem is the sun that you have to get used to out here. Then there's also this issue with swimsuits. And I was thinking about this yesterday. We had gotten off the boat. I was still like damp from being out in the water, even though it was so hot. My swimsuit was still damp.
Right.
But I had to go to the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
I had a total Ross situation
in the
bathroom, trying to get my shorts back up, and they're all wet.
Yeah.
And so I think.
Well, and that they roll it. If it's bathing suit material, it like rolls up on you and you have to try to like straighten it back out and get it back on. It's
a whole thing. Then my swimsuit bottoms are rolling into the shorts. So I'm trying to separate those, but they're also not coming up because they're still wet.
Right.
So that's another thing is like swimsuit problems. Like, we get those more regularly out here because we probably wear them more regularly.
Yeah.
Well, the final problem that people don't really think about us encountering on a daily basis, and not that people don't have these at their home, too, but I just think they're more prevalent out here because we have water, is mosquitoes. I live with the mosquitoes, and they are terrible. They love me. I don't know how to get rid of them. I've tried off. I've tried. We have like a citronella candle oil thing that we got that we burn, you know?
Mm-hmm.
We've tried all. We want to try the mosquito traps. That's our next thing because they're so rampant. We can't even eat our dinner outside. It's like we're getting eaten alive. They like to attack my ankles or my hips or my like lower back area. Like, just go away.
Well, so I have a few if you would like some unsolicited advice to deal with your mosquito situation, would you?
Yeah, please.
I found these mosquito bracelets.
Yeah.
And I thought this was not going to work. I was like, this is total bullshit. It's not going to work. I think they were made by Off. But they were made with some kind of like natural mosquito repellent. And they totally work. I was kind of flabbergasted because I was like, this is not going to create an invisible barrier around my entire body. But it did.
And what is it exactly?
I don't know. I think it's Deaton magic.
It's Deaton magic. It's not like a battery operated something that like vibrations out there or like how often can you use it? Can you reuse it a bunch?
I think it's got like a 3-time use max or something. It's only like it's like if you bought spray, how many times would you use that before the bottle was gone? It's kind of like that. But we got Zeb and I got them and we went for like, I don't know, I'm going to say like 10 to 12 walks with Ezra with these on before they went bad. Okay. But that's like, remember that the walk itself, and they're also like water resistant, but the walk itself is like, it would only be like a half an hour or an hour at a time.
Yeah.
And it was pre-COVID because when COVID hit, we stayed indoors most of 2020.
Yeah.
It sucked for our kid, but like we were just afraid that he was going to catch it so bad.
I'm just wondering the cost effectiveness of it when
I don't know if it's the most cost effective, but I know that it's a reliable method.
Okay. Well, but then I'll look into it.
But then my second thing
is
that Costco has solar powered bug zappers.
Yeah.
And you think that they won't work, but I personally have had them out on my front porch because, you know, I tricked out my porch. I'm not trying to be ex to your boy exhibit out here. X to the Z. It's your boy exhibit. But Kimmy, age 35, pimped her porch.
Right.
And I got these bug zappers. Now, I bought 4 of them. I only have 2 of them on the front porch. The other 2 are meant to be in the backyard around my hammock. Because at nighttime, if I want to go lay in the hammock after Ezra's gone to bed or whatever, mm-hmm. I can't lay in that thing without getting attacked by mosquitoes. I will just get alive. And so they're meant to be out back, but I haven't had time for the hammock because of school and work and whatever. So I haven't even put those 2 up yet. But the ones on the front porch, I can tell are working because there's a little tray underneath the zapper. Mm-hmm. And I pull it out. And every single time I pull it out, there's a bunch of dead bugs in it. And it's like mostly mosquitoes. And no one's even sitting out there.
Yeah.
So if you can imagine I'm being drawn to the human flesh and then like, oh, nope, zippity zap. Dead bugs in the trap.
Well, the problem with that out here, there's a few people that have them, and I feel like if you want them, you should have them. But I also don't want to kill all the bugs, you know? Like, I have a garden. I need bugs around.
Yeah, I just keep them on at night on my porch, and it's just the flyers. It's literally, it's flies and it's bugs. It's flies and mosquitoes.
I'm really thinking we need to try these mosquito...
The bracelets?
No, the mosquito traps.
What? You say mosquito trap. How is it different from like a regular...
So,
can you tell me?
A neighbor told us about them. You can get them online, or she said at Northwest Seed and Pet.
Okay.
And I don't know if it's a situation where you fill them up with water, kind of like with what people do with some of the bee or bug traps.
Yeah. But
apparently there's different ones. You can get like a 30-day one or a 90-day one for the lifetime of it. And what she said is she doesn't notice any mosquitoes up by her area, but you also don't want to put them like next to where you congregate, and it makes the mosquitoes want to go to it, and then they go in it and they're gone. They die in the trap.
Right.
And that way it's not hurting any other bugs out here.
Right.
But I don't know, because she lives in a different area out here. We're like right by the water, so I don't know if it would help us or not.
I'm telling you, the water makes all the difference. I don't know why they like that so much, that damp.
I don't know. But I've got to do something, because I've got mosquito bites down the leg. Like, even wearing shorts, it's like, yep, I'm white, and I get eaten by mosquitoes.
Yeah. So, these are all my bug bites on my white leg, my red bug bites on my white legs.
Yeah. And it's not just a camping trip. This is an everyday thing that I'm fighting these stupid mosquitoes.
Yeah, for the rest of us, it's like 2 or 3 weekends a year. But for you, your whole life.
Yeah, so like, if anyone knows of something that we haven't mentioned that works, that's not something I have to buy maybe all the time, but could, I think my next step might be these mosquito traps.
Yeah. All right, listen. I love you the most. You're the best person alive. This has been so lovely. But I have like 1 million things to do today.
Yep.
And it's super hot, so I need to like, you should see this pile of laundry, Jessica. It's not dirty, it's clean. But it's just looking at me like, bitch, you know you need your photos.
Okay, well then I will let you get to your laundry.
Thanks. You say hi to everyone for me, please.
I will. I'm going to go see who I can round up.
Sounds good. Tell everyone I love them and I miss them very much.
I will. And guess what?
What?
I love you.
Oh, I love you huge, Jessica Ashley. All right. Well, I guess until next week.
Until next week.
Bye.
Bye.